And the fruits of the spirits, they're opposite. Amen. They're really against one another. They're not the same. Amen. The works of the flesh is bad. The fruits of the spirit is good. Amen. And if you really read through here and look through here, you'll find out there's a whole lot of works of the flesh and a little bit of fruit of the spirit. Amen. Because if it's a little sweet, that's all you need sometimes. You don't have to have a whole lot of sugar. Just have a little bit. And it'll sweeten up everything. But when you got something bad, it'll spread like cancer. Amen. That's why people doing all kind of stuff in this world. The works of the flesh. Ain't just talking about the people in church. The people out there killing one another, doing all kinds of stuff. Them are the works of the flesh. We're going to talk about that. And moving from there to the works of the fruit of the spirit, if we get that far. We got Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 through 23. And if you need to jot down anything, jot it down. It says, "This I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." It's going to kind of stop there a little bit. You know, a lot of time people, when you say walk in the spirit, when they say walk in the spirit, you really say, how can you walk in the spirit? Well, let's say if you was just walking, it might not be the best example. If you were walking, you're moving, right? It means you walking, you're moving. And if you're not walking, you're standing still. So this walking is a continuation. So we'll say walk in the spirit. In other words, walk in the spirit of God. Live in the spirit. That's really what they're saying. Live in the spirit continually and stay in the spirit on the daily. You don't get in and out of the spirit. Yeah, we have shortcomings. We make mistakes and stuff. But we don't just cuss somebody out one minute and say thank you, Jesus, the next minute. Something wrong with your spirit. You're not in the spirit. If you can get out that quick. But walking in the spirit means being spirit minded. It's like I got my mind on the Lord, though I have to take care of my business, though I have to work, but I'm not getting so far off to the left that I can't be God-minded and know what is required out of me, what kind of conduct I'm supposed to have, what kind of behavior that I'm supposed to have. And we can be tempted to come out of the spirit because you got some demons and devils out here and some people can get up under your skin, but they can pull you almost out if you're really praying. They can do some things to really disturb you. But you have to keep on praying that you don't do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. It say this, I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because see, you can't walk in the spirit and fulfill the lust of the flesh at the same time. You either going to do one or the other. You're not going to be able to do good and bad at the same time. You're either doing good or you're doing bad. So when you're walking in the spirit, the Lord said, this I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's saying, if you just keep your mind stayed up on me, if you just mind, walking in the spirit means I'm minding. In other words, I am obeying those things that God tells me to do. You can't walk in the spirit without doing the things that God tells you to do. Somebody said, well, what is those things that God tell you to do? You know you're supposed to pray on the regular. You know you're supposed to read your word on the regular. You know you're supposed to come to church on the regular. You know you're supposed to talk to God, live the life. You know you're supposed to do all those things on the regular. That is going to help you to stay in the spirit. You don't do those things, you ain't going to stay in the spirit like you need to. And so if you ain't doing those things, then you're not standing in the spirit like you need to. You're going to start fulfilling the lust of your flesh. In other words, you're going to start doing what you want to do. So let's say that he said, this I say, then walk in the spirit and you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He's making a promise to you. If you walk in the spirit, though you may have shortcomings, though you may not cross every T, though you may not doubt every I, but because you are trying to please God, God's going to help you not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's really what they're saying. So he's letting you know if you do this, then this will happen. But if you don't do that, then this won't happen. Verse 17 said, for the flesh... And somebody just pull your flesh like this. This is the flesh. Okay, so anybody don't know, this is your flesh. This right here is not your spirit. It's not my spirit. This is your flesh. It says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, or the flesh wars against the spirit. Your flesh do not want to pray. Like I just told you, pray, seek God, and all that. Your flesh would rather sleep. It would rather eat. It would rather do anything else, but it do not want to pray. And because somebody said, how do you know that? Because I've been through it myself. That's the last thing on your agenda you want to do. You know you should pray. You know that's what you need to do. But you'll mop the floor. You'll do everything else and almost make that your last priority. And that's the devil having you do that so you can forget it or don't do it at all. If you do it, you half do it. Do it all. Man ain't really there. Amen? So it says if nobody else fights against you, you don't have to have nobody else fighting against you. Your own flesh will kick against you. Because when your spirit is saying, your spirit is down here within you, and the spirit's crying out, you know, you ain't prayed all day, you ain't prayed all week. Something is trying to pull up, let you know you need to pray. But your flesh is like, I'm going to eat, and I want to lay down, and I want to watch TV, and I want to get up the next day, I want to eat, and start it all over again, I got to go to work. And you just doing what your flesh want to do and giving God none of your time. Can I get an amen? You have to own purpose, as you heard me say many times. You have to own purpose. Know you have to pray. You got to pray when your flesh don't want to pray. You got to take yourself in there, your prayer room, a prayer closet, wherever you have a room, place to pray. And I hope everybody got somewhere where they pray. They like to go and pray. You're going to take yourself in there, shut the cat out, shut the dog out, shut people out, and say, I'll be back. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to pray. Amen? Because the flesh it wars against the spirit. The flesh is constantly in a combat with the spirit. The spirit wants to do the things of God. The spirit wants to be free and liberated. But the flesh wants to stay bound. When you walk in the flesh, you're walking in bondage. The Bible said, where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So if the spirit of the Lord is in your soul and it's circulating the way it's supposed to circulate, you're going to have joy. You're going to have peace. You're going to feel good. You're going to be upbeat and happy. You're going to be in spite of your situation. But if the flesh is in control, you're going to be bound. Amen. Your flesh is in control. Amen. It'll have you bound. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. For the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other. They're opposite from one another. They always in battle with one another, seeing which one's going to win. Do yourself a spiritual check. And you ain't got to say that, but you can do yourself a spiritual check right now and see which one is winning in your life. And whatever's winning in your life, you need to reverse it. If the flesh is winning, you need to reverse it and let the spirit win. In other words, what gets the most of your time? Do God get little of your time or none of your time? If you don't want to get none of your time, you're going to be more in the flesh than the spirit. For the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. This will prevent you from doing God's will. It will prevent you from getting where you need to get in God, maturity in God, growth or anything. It will keep you from getting there. Your flesh. Somebody point to yourself, say, my flesh. Will keep me. It will keep you from getting where you need to get in God. Oh yes, it will. Nobody, you don't have to worry about nobody else, and you can't blame it on nobody else. If it wasn't for them, no, it's you. If somebody say it's the enemy, in within me and the enemy. If the enemy's in me, it's the enemy in you. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. It said, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. You cannot do what things that you would do? Old things of God. Because why? Your flesh don't let you do the things of God. Your flesh say, I ate 12 donuts. I don't feel like praying. I done did this. I don't feel like going to church. I got an attitude. I don't want to be there. Amen. The flesh is just taking control. Somebody say, what should I do with my flesh? Kill your flesh. I know they just going over the airline. I ain't talking about no shoot yourself or stab yourself, nothing like that. Fast and pray and bring your flesh under suggestion that God can speak to your heart and eradicate that mess out of you. Amen. If you don't, it'll take you on the hill. Your flesh will take you on the hill. You got people today, they flesh taking them on here. They say, I just want to do it, honey. I just want to do it. They want to shake it up, shake it down. I just want to do it. Have a good time right now. And then flesh take them on the hill. Nobody want to give God the praise or want to think that you're going to heaven like that. I want to wear my daisy dukes. I want to fornicate. I want to commit adultery. I want to lie, steal, and cheat. I want to do this. I ain't worried about going to hell. I don't want to do it, honey. I want to do my thing. What's your thing? Do what you want to do, but you're going to pay the consequences for it. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. But it said in verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. The law is a typical saying of bondage. There's no freedom when you're bound. That's why when people are in church praising God, you're trying to liberate people. You're trying to say, everybody reach out to the Lord. You can feel the atmosphere. Spirit of freedom. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I was born in liberty. I don't know what you and you and you. I was born in liberty. Liberty. When I got saved, the Lord set me free. And I've been free ever since then. And to keep that freedom, you got to keep that freedom circulating in your soul. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. There's times even when I was, I can remember incidents, we used to go to tent meetings and stuff when I was at my home church. Sometimes I would go to church, amen. Most time I've never been what to call a sickly person, but sometimes you have to get them colds, some summer colds and things back then. And I was all stuffed up and I really wanted to go to this tent meeting. I think like I probably shouldn't go out there in the night air. It wasn't really cold, but it was summertime. And I was just so congested. I was feeling so bad. But I was like, I'm so used to serving God, praising God. And I just has greased out of my face. I believe if I go, I believe that I won't come back home the same way. And I believe that. And I tell you, that power of God was so strong under that tent. Amen. I got to praising God. I praise all the cold out of me. I can feel when it broke, the sweat just broke all that cold out of me. That's the kind of God that I serve. Amen. That's the kind of God that would do it. Amen. But you got to give God something to work with. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I remember a lot. I'm holding on to the way that I believe. I don't know kind of Jesus. This Jesus that people serve today, I don't remember things like this happening. Nothing happens today with folks. You're sick and stay sick. This over here, go, you stay. Don't see no change. I'm not used to that. Where God bought me from, we was set free. I remember one time I don't know if I pulled my arm the wrong way or something. And amen. I remember Pastor Otis, he prayed for my arm. I tell you, I couldn't even move my arm. I barely got there. My arm was like that. I couldn't hardly lift it. And I got in the line. He didn't know I was telling him to pray. But I thought to myself, oh, God, he's going to break my arm. He's reaching it. In the name of Jesus, I put myself, woo! I heard something pop. Then my arm went up like that. I said, praise God. But I thought the devil said, he going to break your arm. But I tell you what, I didn't go back home the same way. Amen. That's the kind of Jesus that I promote and I serve. Amen. Amen. If you don't, you feel like you're deserving of defeated. Jesus is not defeated. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. It says, but verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. You're not under some type of bondage and laws and rules and regulations. You're not. You got the Spirit liberating. Amen. And it said, now the works of the flesh are manifested. So we're talking about the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh, they are revealed, which means manifest. That means they're out known. You're going to see the works of the flesh. You see the works of the flesh every day. You can look at your flesh and see sometimes the works of the flesh. You ain't got to look nowhere else. And you can look and hear on the news all this stuff people killing and doing that. These are the works of the flesh. It said the works of the flesh are manifested. They're revealed. Which are these? Adultery. Everybody knows what adultery means. Two married people, already married, but going outside of their marriages. Being with other partners. That's adultery. Fornication, that's between two single people, amen, and not married, sexually active. Amen. These things, amen, the Bible said, are the works of the flesh. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness, which means to be people that are lustful, indecent, immoral, doing some unspeakable things. nasty, filthy, going way out, doing weird things. Amen. Adultery. Adultery is the one that worship idols, cults, and things like that. Worshiping not the true living God, worshiping other gods, images and stuff, statues and icons and stuff of that sort. Don't worship the true living God. Worship all these vain, adulterous statues and things. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. Amen. That is nothing but the devil. It's nothing but the spirit of the devil. Amen. It's a demonic force. Heresies and things like that. Amen. Witchcraft and amen. And black magic and all that stuff. It's not of God. Any satanic force, spirit like that is of the devil. It's not of God. Witchcraft. Amen. Hatred. And that's what a lot of killing in our world today. People hate one another. They can't stand one another. They about kill somebody. Amen. And don't have no heart after they do it. Hatred. Variance. Variance is conflict. People that's always in disagreements and inconsistent, imbalance, want to argue and debate all the time. Variance, disagreement, different, inconsistent, imbalance, conflict, quarreling and warring with one another. Emulations. It says ambition or endeavor to equal or excel others, to imitate others, to copy others, trying to outdo one another. Immunizations. Wrath. Wrath is anger. It's a violent outrage, out of control anger. These are the works of the flesh that we're talking about. This is what's going on in our world. And we got to make sure it don't go on in us. Amen. Strife, conflict, discord, disagreement, argument, quarreling, controversy, dispute, animosity, hostility. I mean, if you can have this stuff in your heart, you can it'll come out when it be manifested. Amen. You hurt somebody. Or you can have a silent strife in your heart, and nobody, you think nobody don't know, but the Spirit of God would know, and amen, anybody praying, they'll pick it up too, amen. You can have just a hatred or strife in your heart. I don't like that person. That's why when people do things to us, we have to watch it that we don't get it like they are. Amen. You know, because people can do some things to you, and you, for you know it, you be saying, I don't like them. Your mind be saying, I do not like them, and your flesh want to, I want about to tell them, if I could, I don't like you. Amen. So you have to watch all that. You have to rebuke all that when it comes to your mind and heart, because you can see people doing little things against you, trying to harm you, and you be like, or you see him, he's like, oh, and if you don't watch it, you will not feel so good about him, and you have to ask the Lord, create and keep my heart right. This helps show me a more perfect way to do that, because you got some people that do things to you out here. They can do things to harm you, being sneaky. I was looking at somebody the other day. I said, Lord, that person so sneaky. I said, sometimes you can see, people think you can't see through them. I said, you know, if you wasn't saved, you'd been in sin up there and went over there and got them. Shake them up real good. They walk around sneaky, laughing and stuff, and pulling themselves off. And you know, not saying that you have apprehension, but you know when somebody is doing little sneaky things about at you. And you have to pray so you can stay safe. Amen? Amen. So these are the things of the flesh. So these are the things that will come out of my flesh and your flesh if your flesh is not tempered with the Holy Ghost. You have to modify the flesh through the Spirit so you can keep that flesh under subject. Because these are things that can come out of your flesh and mine as well if you allow it. Somebody get God to praise. Ain't no sense in there thinking that you're so spiritual that you know earthly good, because these things will come out of your flesh if you don't keep your flesh under subjection. You have to keep your flesh under subjection. You got to keep it under. How do you keep it under? By prayer and asking God to help you and turning down your plate with fasting. If it don't, they will be revealed. They will be manifested. People will see these works of the flesh. Somebody out there got the praise. Because God is not like a merman. He's not half woman and half fish. Is God in there or God ain't at all? God in you or he ain't in there at all? Ain't no God one minute and the devil head the next minute. Something wrong with that picture. The devil is a lie. Amen. So somebody say, well, I was filled with the spirit one day. I felt God. The next day you seen a monster. Now the devil is a liar. God is not bipolar. He's not split personality and none of that. We have to watch all that because we pick up that. That's the works of the flesh and the works of the devil. Somebody give God the praise. A lot of people can be set free off of mess and everything. They just get the devil cast out of them. All they doing is treating symptoms, but they ain't getting that person delivered. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. It says, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions. I try to look up some of these words for you all. The ones that I don't even know. Try to help you out. Seditions is rebellion against authority. And encouraging others to do so. Have no respect against authority. And want other people to do what they do. Heresies. Blaspheming means blaspheming. Atheism. Non-belief. Idolatry. Paganism. Against God. All these spirits is against God. Envies. Murders. And we talked about people killing people. That's one of them. Murders. Drunkenness. Revelance. Amen. Revelance is a lot. Someone does just love to have loud parties and loud feasts and a lot of wild music. A lot of stuff going on. That's out of order. Revelance. Amen. And such alike. God said, in all these works of the flesh and such alike of which I tell you. He said, and which I tell you before and have also told you in the past time that they which do such things shall not enter the kingdom of God. God said, people that's doing this kind of stuff, and if we do it, we will not be able to enter the kingdom of God. Somebody give God the praise. So the works of the flesh, we've taught on this before, but sometimes we have to circle back around if God directs us. Amen. We all need to be reminded of these things unless they slip from us. Amen. The Lord said, he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon me. I don't care what's coming your way. God said, amen. He said, no man will be able to pluck you out of my hand. It's another way. I'll keep you stable. If you feel unstable, I'll keep you stable. That's the promise that he gave us. He said, I'll give you the peace that pass all understanding will keep your heart and mind. So we are without an excuse. Amen. We can't say, I don't have no strength. I'm going to go in and kill somebody. I'm going to do this. I'm going to just cut somebody out the next minute. No, we don't have no. We do that because we want to do that. God has given us power. It would be no such thing for us to have the Holy Ghost that we don't have no power. The Holy Ghost come with power. He said, I would give unto you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. And he said, nothing by any means should hurt you. And he said, I'm also greater on the inside of you than he that's in the world or whatever's coming against you outside. But you got to believe that. Somebody give God the praise. And it speaks about verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, and we touched a little bit on that Sunday. One big fruit. This picture in your mind. One big old fruit. One big old fruit. Fruit of the Spirit is love. It's loving that fruit. If you eating the same kind of fruit, we all eating the same kind of fruit. We all should have some things in common. In other words, the things in common in that fruit is joy. And it's peace. And it's long suffering. Yes, long suffering is the fruit of the Spirit too. We won't feel like that's in there. We all feel like that. But long suffering or suffering long is in there too. Sometimes you can look and say, I've been going through this for a long time, Lord. And Lord is perfecting you and perfecting me through being long suffering. Sometimes you get tired of stuff, you get tired of people. I'm getting tired of this. I'm getting tired of that. You just won't give up. I won't fool with that. And God say, long suffering. Amen. God said, I suffer long with you. You be long suffering. Amen. With the next person. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. So we ought to be able to be thankful because nobody can put up with us like the Lord. I got one amen. I said, can't nobody put up with you or me like the Lord? We've been over and done with one another. But Jesus, amen, he's been long-suffering with us. And so he wants us to be long-suffering with others. Gentleness. God wants us to be gentle and kind with one another. Amen. Goodness. Faith. These are the fruit of the Spirit. This is all in the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. You can't say you love God unless God is in your heart. Love, God will help you love the unlovely. Amen. I heard one amen. I said, God will help you to love the unlovely. Some people are not lovely to love. You don't want to love them. You want to hate them. Knock them out. Now, don't y'all act like you're so saved and you never felt like that. Yeah, you want to knock them out. Amen. You want to roll your eyes at them too. And I'm just saying, I ain't say nothing. I go all the way there. You want to look, if you can't say nothing to him, you want to give him a look. You want to let him know I'm looking. And I ain't looking too. I ain't smiling either. I want you to see me. You made me mad. I've been there. Amen. I've been to there and the Lord said, turn your, don't look at nobody like that. Lord said, look, don't even look at them. Because look at them, the more you look at them, the more you get. Say, I know, I don't know, I've been there. Can't sit there and preach a word out there to other people. You got to been to walk some places. Amen. Can't act like you, because if you don't, you're going to get it when you sit down. It's going to come your way. You can sit there and preach to people all you want to preach a lie. If you ain't going to been through it or something, you better just say, Lord, give me strength. And just say, I'm going through this with y'all. Amen. 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 Just sit there and act like you've been through it. It's coming your way. Don't put out there more than you can talk. In other words, more you can handle. You sit there, want to talk and preach and teach people. Make sure you're doing it. Yeah. Amen. And God will back you up. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Amen. How many know the joy is not depicted on what you have or what you don't have? Joy is not depicted on you that I feel good. Joy don't have nothing to do with your feelings. Ain't that right? Because how many of you know that you've come to the house of God and you know things wasn't right at home and you know you was going through, but you've made a determined, I'll come to praise God. Amen. Some of you came to praise God and some of you just went back out the same way you went. You said, I ain't going to do nothing. But you make a decision, I'm going to praise God. I guarantee you that you would not go out the same way. Somebody give God the praise. Love, joy, peace. Peace in the midst of sorrow. Peace that passes all your understanding. Well, you don't know the next thing to do. You don't know what the next, your next money coming to pay your bills. You don't know what's going to happen in this situation ever, but you got peace. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Peace that passes all understanding. You can't, most people, if they don't have great temperament and they out of control, they don't usually walk in peace. It's not, you don't see peace about them. You just see turmoil always about them. They always mad at somebody, about to kill somebody all the time. They all upset, but they never walk in peace. There's no peace. The Bible said there's no peace save God for the wicked. So if we say we're not supposed to be wicked when you save, so you're supposed to be able to walk in peace. If something can come and disturb your peace, but amen, this shouldn't rock your peace. Just keep rocking your peace. You should get a hold of God and say, Lord, just bring peace over me. I'm real upset about this right now. Let the peace of God, let it pass understanding. Let it keep me, put me back in calm, Lord. Peace is not worry. Peace is resting. It's like, I don't know how this situation is going to turn out. I don't know how I'm going to get this paid. I don't know how to, but all I know, I'm going to talk to the Lord and I'm going to go to sleep. Peace will have you resting when the devil will have you walking around your house if he could have you worried to death. Amen. That's why I don't like unpeaceful things in my house. And when nobody walking around in my house can't lay down, can't go to sleep, you ain't going to be up in my house. We all going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. You going to sleep too. Amen. All that craziness and stuff. That stuff around you have you drive you crazy. Long suffering. God help us all with this. I know, guys, he's helping me and he's yet helping me. You got to help us all with that. Sometimes you be done like, Lord, I'm done and over with this. I'm done. Amen. I can't deal with this no long. And God said, yes, you can. Long suffering. Suffering long. Gentleness. Being kind. It's so nice to be nice. That's just a saying. Anybody know that? I heard one amen. Anybody know that it's so nice to be nice? It's much nicer to be nice than be mean. You be nice to somebody, say hello. You say, so they say hello. You say hello to them first. They say hello to you. They say hello. You say hello. How you doing? Most time we say hello. Because you ain't nice. Me. And hard to get along with. I throw that in there. Kindness. In other words, if you're nice, you can turn the ravenous, irritated devil and make him calm down. Because a soft answer turn a wrath. See somebody look like that bulldog. It's, how are you? They're going to feel so bad unless they got 10,000 legions of demons. You'll calm them down. But just the way you talk. And amen. Reach out to them. Amen. You got to confuse the enemy. Sometimes the devil, he'll be doing things at you, using people to do things to you to get your attention. But you got to go over there, act like you don't see him, and just do something kind of nice over here. Because you see what he's doing over there. Can't focus on what he's doing. You got to go do something opposite. That's the fruit of the Spirit. How you going to win souls if you're not kind of nice? People be scared to run up on you. I don't like that lady. I don't like that man. They mean. They say they say, but they mean. I heard somebody tell somebody one time, and I ain't calling no names of nobody at this church, so nobody got to worry about it. Years ago, it was a report that went out about a sister one time from an unsaved person on her job. And they told an unsaved person, they said, that lady is mean as a junkyard dog. That's bad when a sinner say that about a saint. What kind of report? What? And I knew the person kind of. I kind of knew. I ain't never repeated to them or nothing, but I knew the person. I knew their personality. I knew what the lady was talking about. I knew what they were saying. They ain't see no fruit of the Spirit. You ratting and raving all the time somebody see you and never this, and never pleasant. This mean. Don't no gentleness. How God going to use you to win the loss? The Lord said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. How do you think you came to the Lord? With love and kindness. Somebody told you about the Lord. Somebody introduced you to the Lord. And said you need to be baptized in Jesus' name and be filled with the Holy Ghost. God loves you. Somebody reached out to you. If they reached out to you mean and stuff and hateful, you probably wouldn't be saved. But I said, I don't want no parts of that. Amen. How many of you can raise your hand and say somebody introduced you to the Lord and they reached out to you with the Lord? Can I see the hands in here? Don't never forget it. God requires you to manifest that same mannerism to the other people. Would you like to go to church with me next week? Come and see us sometime. That's why I tell people now, come see us sometime. I don't worry nobody. Well, sometimes, but if I'm looking all mean, so they ain't asking me, ask them nothing. They feel like you don't even enjoy being there yourself. Why are you asking me? Somebody give God the praise. Goodness. Being good. Some people have an excellent spirit. You got some people not even saved. They just got real kind personality. And they just seem like you to say, that's a good person. That's a nice person. They're just excellent, have an excellent spirit. And you don't mind being around them. And you too, devil. And goodness, no goodness. You don't mind being around them. Goodness. And faith. Faith. Faith is fruit of the Spirit. The Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Lord said, he that come to me must believe that he is, that I am, and I'm a rewarder of them that didn't seek him. God expects us to have faith, and he expects us for our faith to grow and develop. God don't expect us to walk with him many, many years and our faith haven't grown any. We don't believe God. We believe God for a peanut, and that's all we believe God for. We can't believe him for nothing else. That means your faith is not developing. It's not growing. God does not. That's why sometimes you just be waiting and waiting on stuff. Or you just be just crying and depressed and everything, because he expecting you to come up higher in your faith. Like the brother said, portfolio. If you have to look back in your portfolio, look back in your back, your books, and see what God's already done to give you enough strength to know that he would do this too. Somebody have to give God the praise. Meekness. Meekness is like, meekness is not like, I'm walking around, I'm meek, Lord. Y'all, I'm meek. I'm meek. I'm meek. I'm so humble and meek. Meek ain't just like that. Oh, meek, like I just got a real gentle, kind spirit. I'm real easy going. I'm easy to be around. Not a fool, but I'm real easy to be around. I'm not a rug, but I'm real easy to be around. And I'm kind along with it. Because you got some people, they may real gentle 1 minute, and honey, on the next minute, they got two knives and coming out their mouth. They can switch on you. You mean like, I thought that was a nice, humble person. They can cut you up in shreds with their eyes. Somebody give God the praise. You can't fake a meekness. A meekness is this comes. It comes natural. These are the fruit of the Spirit. Temperance. I'm not going to get blown way out of control. I'm tempted to get blown out of control, but I'm not going to tell you. I'll let you have it and just keep letting that be a habit forming that I always get out of control. We are tempted to get out of control, but we're supposed to have rule over our spirit. God tells us to have rule over your spirit. So if people say, I can't help it, I was just mad. Well, you cut somebody out yesterday, then you cut somebody out last week. You got an uncontrollable spirit. Amen. And we have to watch it, even if we don't cuss nobody out. And I pray we don't. You say you shouldn't be cussing like anyway. But I'm just saying that if we're doing things and we, and in other words, sometimes you don't have some people, they can get you out saying anything. They can treat you so hateful, honey. They're just like hitting you. If you got an indifferent spirit and you can really get somebody back, I'll get them back. I ain't got to say nothing to them. I'm going to get them back. I'm going to treat them real bad. I'm going to give them a salad treating. I'm going to act like I'm going to do them bad. I'm going to do all kinds of things to them. You might as well took out and whooped them, because you're doing much in your heart against them. Temperance. I'm not going to be out of control. And it's ugly when you're out of control. You ever met somebody or seen somebody that you didn't do nothing to them, but they treated you so ill, and you be thinking, I ain't did nothing to them. I don't know why they did that to me. And then they do it again. And you just, if you got enough God in you, sometimes you'll say, they can't help, they can't control that. You ever looked at anybody and say, they can't control that behavior? They can't control, because it keeps happening over and over. They can't seem to control that. So what do? You pray for them. That God will help them control it, because there's something issue. They got issue going on. They need management with that, because they can turn it to something violent with them or somebody else. It's a meekness, temperance, against there is no such law. None of these things can be accomplished without the Spirit of God on the inside. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. I went through this and broke it down, giving you definitions here and there, what this, that, and other mean. Amen. But we want to be more walking in the Spirit, so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We want to walk and please God. We want to stay tuned and connected up with God. I ain't saying we don't have no hard days, bad days. I ain't saying the devil don't come against us. I ain't saying we're not tempted to get angry and all that. But the Bible said, be ye angry, but sin not. Jesus got angry when they were selling in the temple. He took them, those whipping, whipped them out. He didn't want them selling and doing all this stuff in the house of God. But it wasn't the kind of anger that I go to bed on. You go to bed on anger, it's not good to go to bed when you're angry. Who said you're going to wake up the next day? It brings sickness in your body and everything else. Somebody give God the praise. Anybody appreciate, amen, this Bible class? I'm not just get a lot of info, a lot of information. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Getting up and talking about what you know about Jesus and amen. And we need to know how to walk through here and walk with God. Amen. We all tempted, amen, to feel this way and that way. I asked the Lord the other day. I seen a young lady.